The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara talks about whether mechza al mechza has a din of roif. Whether if you cut the kana halfway, is that considered a good shechita? Is there a din that you have to shecht roif of the kana, or the din is just shalei to shayiru, but you shouldn't leave over half, more than half of the kana? So the Gemara tries to bring a raya from treifa. The Gemara says that if there was chatzi kana pagum, if half of the kana was broken on its own before shechita, and then the person goes ahead and he shechts a little bit more and he adds on to that, and now it's roiv shechted, so halacha is that it's a good shechita. And it's not considered that it was a treifa before shechita. Why is it not considered that it was a treifa? Because since only half of the kana was cut and the other half was still around, so memela, it's not considered that the animal's a treifa. So you see, says the Gemara, that mechza mechza, if it's half and half, it's not like roiv, because if the halacha would be that if it's cut halfway through, it's considered as though roiv of it is cut, so then when half of the kana is cut, it should already be considered a treifa. And since the half was cut before the shechita, so it should be considered that you're shechting a treifa, and memela, it should be usher to eat this animal. So the Gemara answers no. Shani treifa, treifa is different. The beginon roiv hanir leinayim. You need to have roiv hanir leinayim, which means that you have to be able to tell with your eyes that it's roiv. So since only half of it is shechted, even though half of it really has a din of roiv, but since it doesn't look like roiv, it's only considered roiv in halacha, it doesn't look like roiv because it's not cut most of the way through, so even though halachically we'll accept this as though it was cut most of the way through, nevertheless, it's still pasul. Why? It's still not a treifa, because it's not really roiv. It's only halacha of roiv, but it's not really roiv. So l'chaira the Gemara is a very big pella. Because how is it possible to come over to me and to tell me that the halacha is that if I go ahead and I find a bird and its kana is not cut at all, and I go ahead and I cut half of the kana, exactly half of the kana, so you're going to tell me that that's considered a kasher shechita. But if half of the kana is cut without a shechita, so it's not considered a treifa. How is that possible? L'chayra, the halacha is like this. When it comes to shechita, we see in the Gemara clearly that shechita is something that kills an animal. How do we know? Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin that shachah b'shnayim aroiv shnayim, the halacha is that he's going to die. The Gemara in Gittin says, if you see somebody, a man that's married to his wife, and we see that his simonim are cut most of the way through, the halacha is you could be made that he's dead. Why can you be made that he's dead? Because for sure he's going to die. Even though he's not dead yet, but he's for sure going to die because of the fact that most of his simonim were cut through. Presumably, this is the same thing by a bird. The same way that we see in the Gemara, that if you shecht most of a person's simonim, the facts on the ground are that the person is going to die, presumably if the Torah says you need shechita for a bird, it's going to also die if you shecht roiv of the kana. Also, the Gemara says before that the reason why a bird, taka, needs to have one simon only and not two simonim is because the oif doesn't have so much chias. A oif doesn't have so much chias, and mamela dies with even one simon. The Gemara also says in the first parak that when you shecht roiv, it's nafach chiyusei. The life goes out of it. So obviously it's not considered that it's dead already, like you see in the Gemara in Gittin, but l'chayr, the taitch of the Gemara is that it's going to die. Something about the life of the animal or the bird is affected by the shechita. The shechita in some way affects its longevity. It can't be, l'chayr, that shechita does not accomplish death. If shechita would not accomplish death, it wouldn't work to imater the animal. The evidence for this seems to be overwhelming. On the other hand, we see in the Gemara in Elu Treifas, the Gemara says that there's 18 Treifas. So the Gemara asks a question. Lamaisa, there was a place called the Beit Hevi Rishpa. It was a trapper of animals that he used to kill animals by hitting on the Gid Hanosha. which is not one of the 18 treifas. The way he used to kill animals and cause them to die was by hitting the animal hard on the gidanosha, and that, or maybe puncturing the gidanosha, I'm not sure exactly, but that's how the animal died. So the Gemara asks, why isn't that included in the list of treifas? Why is it that this is not one of the treifas? So the Gemara says no. Gemiri, we have Allah HaMoshe Min Sinai, the Mivdiri Lasama, if we would give it a lot of medicine, Chaya would live. So you see that the Gemara says clearly that the criterion of what makes something a treifa is not Allah HaMoshe Min Sinai. It's not a Xeris HaKosov that only these things are treifas. Any change in the animal, any kind of significant change in the animal, which causes the animal to die, makes the animal into a treifa. Because otherwise, what would the Gemara ask from Giranasha? Who cares if the Meitavi Rishba used to kill an animal like Giranasha? It's not one of the Yudchas treifas. The Gemara has to go and answer, no, we have a Lachal Meshmi Sinai that if you would give it a lot of medicine, it would live. You see in the Gemara that if we knew for sure that medicine would not save this animal, it would certainly die, the Allah would be, that would be considered a treifa. So how on earth could our Gemara say this Peledika paradox and tell us that on the one hand, if it's cut by itself, it's not considered a treifa. That means that it's not going to die, because if it would die, then it would be an exact sushtal to Beit Havi Rishba, who used to hit the Geranasha and kill it. And the Gemara says that it has to be a treifa if it's going to die. Unless you could tell me that you could save it with medicine. But if you can't save it with medicine, it has to be a treifa. So the Gemara tells us that Chatzi Kana Pogum is not a treifa. That means the Gemara is telling us that you can save this animal. On the other hand, we see that in order to be considered a kosher shechita, it has to kill the animal. And it has to kill the animal in such a way that you cannot be mavdiri lasama to save the animal. Because it will be possible to save a person when a person is shechted by going ahead and giving him sama, so then how can you be made that he's dead? And I would assume the same thing is true by a oif. So if so, l'chayr it's a pella. How could the Gemara in the same breath tell me that this animal is going to live, and in the same breath the Gemara tells me that the animal is going to die? When it comes to treifa, the Gemara is telling me the animal is going to live, if it's chatzi kana pogum. And when it comes to shechita, the Gemara is telling me it's a kasher shechita, which we're tining, l'chayra means that the animal is certainly going to die. So I think the teretz is like this. There are certain animals that are going to die, and they're not considered a treifa. Let's say an animal is a geisus. Animal's very sick. It has a terrible disease. It's not considered a treifa, because treifa needs to have a chesaron. There has to be something missing in the animal. There has to be something broken in the animal, which renders it a treifa. The fact that there's bacteria eating up the animal, or some kind of venomous poison traveling through the animal's bloodstream, does not make the animal a treifa. The Mishnah says in the end of Eilu Treifas, if it eats tam amavis, it's not considered a treifa. You're not allowed to eat it because it's a sakana, but it's not considered a treifa. Even though the animal is certainly going to die, since there's no chesaron, there's no shinui, there's no tarfus, nothing was ripped apart in the animal, it's not considered a treifa. Now, there are treifas that happen when you have a mashua of a nekev. If you make a nekev in the veshet, you make one little hole in the veshet, it's considered a treifa. Why? Because the shinui of a hole in the veshet is enough to is going to kill the animal. If you make a hole in the veshet, it's going to kill the animal. And that shinui is enough to make that the animal is a treifa because there's something missing in the animal. So l'chayra, if chatzi kana is pogum, if half of the kana is cut through, and that half of the kana is going to kill the animal, l'chayra, the halacha should be that cutting through that half of the kana should make it into a treifa. But I think the pshat is like this. I think the pshat is that when the Gemara tells us that if you cut through roiv of the kana or roiv of the veshet, the halacha is that we can assume that the person is going to die, it's not necessarily true that cutting through roiv of the kana and roiv of the veshet by itself kills the person. It could be that when you cut through roiv of the kana and roiv of the veshet, the reason why the person dies is not because he already suffered such a terrible blow, but because the veshet and the kana cannot perpetuate in this state. They will possibly, I'm suggesting that possibly the pshat is that if it's cut right of the way through, it's going to fall apart. It's not going to be able to last. Even what is still together is going to fall apart. Now we do find many times that there are treifas where there's something that's broken, but that broken thing doesn't kill the animal, but that broken thing will cause other things to go wrong and the animal is going to die. And nevertheless, it's considered a treifa. But I want to be mechadish that maybe that only applies when there's some kind of substantial difference between the animal before and after. If something changed substantially in the animal, in a way that we can quantify and say that there was a significant change over here in the animal, and that change caused something to go wrong, it inevitably will cause something to go wrong, and the animal should die, so that change is sufficient to render the animal a treifa. But let's say there's a change in the animal that's very, very inconsequential. It's not an important change. The animal goes ahead and gets sick. So the bacteria eventually will cause major problems and major disruptions in its organs. And it may actually cause physical damage to the organs. Let's say the animal has a cancer. The cancer is going to grow and bust out of one of its main organs and totally destroy the fabric of the organ. So it's safely not cave, but nevertheless, it's not considered a treifa. It's a very sick animal. You have to really down for the animal. But nevertheless, it's not considered a treifa because of the fact that there's no significant change has transpired yet. So it's true, you don't have to have a change which affected rave of the organ. You can have a change which is a nekev, because in that case, the nekev is all I need. So the nekev is very significant. If I go ahead and I make a nekev in a veshet, that nekev is a very significant change, and that nekev will kill the animal. So that change is considered a substantial change which would make it into a treifa. If you go ahead and you smash the gidan nasha, and that will kill the animal, that would also be considered a substantial change. The Gemara by us is telling us as follows. It's true. If you cut half of the kana, the rest of the kana will eventually fall apart and the animal is going to die. 100%. That's why it's considered a kasher shechita. Because half of the kana cannot last. Mechza al mechza is like roiv, so half of the kana on its own will not last and it will eventually fall apart. But if you see that cutting a third of the kana is not enough to kill the animal, because a third of the kana won't make the whole kana fall apart. The difference between a third and a half is not significant enough for us to claim that this animal is a treifa. It's true that when I reach the halfway point, now this animal will not be able to survive because the rest of the kana will disintegrate, but that's not because of a change which I can call substantial, which should be able to consider that change to make it a treifa. If 49% of the kana wouldn't have killed the animal, that last 50th percentile of cut, which happened to the oif's kana, is not enough of a change to say that this is the red line which makes it a treifa. If you got to 51%, so now you have roiv, hanirle, nayim, and you have a substantial change, and that change is going to kill the bird, so then it's a treifa. But if you got from 49 to 50%, even though that last percentage point is what's going to make the kana fall apart eventually, but since the change that took place is not something which is nearly naim, it's not something which I can look at and measure, it's not something I can quantify, that change is not significant enough to make the animal into a treifa just because it eventually will kill the animal by causing other things to go wrong.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.